Welcome on in, everyone. Pre-Atlanta edition of Front Stretch of Stock Car Scoop. I'm your host, Adam Cheek. I'm joined this week by Luke and Glover as we preview this kind of super speedway, kind of not super speedway. I'm not really sure. I've been calling it a pseudo super speedway. And Lucan, thanks so much for jumping on here. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah, thanks for having me on. First time, so I've been looking forward to this. Been about a year and a half since I've done a podcast, so I'm going to have to get in the memory, the brain working here. So.
Well, I know you're in the same boat. John Willoughby last week, who helped us recap Road America, it had been a while since he had done a podcast too. So I want to start with Atlanta in the spring was kind of, we didn't really know what to expect. They converted it to the Super Speedway style format and everything. What kind of racing are you expecting us to see at Atlanta since we still don't really know what to expect from this track?
Yeah, it's tough to say. You know, I think, you know, we last time we were there, of course, it was March, you know, it's colder. This week, we're going to be in the hot July sun of Georgia at Atlanta. So, you know, you've got two different temperatures that are really going on there. And then you've got, you know, basically just going to be a slick track, you know, with the new pavement and everything. It'll be interesting to see just how, you know, the cars will have to adapt to the track this week compared to what it was in March. You know, I imagine we'll probably be slicker. I imagine we'll probably get more super speedway style racing once again. But overall, I think, you know, you're going to see drivers struggling to control their cars more this go around than it was last time. So we'll probably see a little bit more calmer racing there at the beginning of the race, but you know, it's going to be, I think, a different animal from what we saw in March in some ways, and then more of the same in others.
Yeah, we certainly saw some interesting stuff happen. Obviously, Stenhouse spinning from the lead was a big thing, and then the massive crash that ended the race. Corey LaJoie getting airborne at some point and then ending up with a top five finish. But racing aside, there was that element of chaos to the race back in the spring. So going into this weekend, do you think it's going to be wild with the playoffs nearing and all this stuff, or pretty tame with kind of the way last weekend's race at Road America was, with not a whole lot happening?
Yeah, compared to last week, you know, it's going to be basically night and day. Because, well, as you mentioned, you know, drivers now are getting more desperate for the win. We've got eight races left before the playoffs start. And so at this point, drivers are getting a little bit desperate. You know, we talk about guys who you would think would be safe, you know, Ryan Blaney, Martin Truex Jr., Chris Rebell. All of a sudden they look at the playoff stands and they realize, hey, you know, as they say in baseball, bloop and a blast, and this thing could be very much a different story here in a few weeks. So I think that you'll see more, relax at the beginning, but at the end of this race, everybody better reach up and tighten those belts pretty good, because it's going to get wild, especially if we have some guys competing for their first win of the season, which, based on what we saw in March, wouldn't surprise me one bit.
Well, that factors into what I was going to ask you. We've got the fifth first-time winner of 2022 this past week with Tyler Reddick. It ties 2011 for the most in the last 15 years or so. And we've now seen five this year. There's certainly guys that can join that party. But let's focusing on Atlanta specifically, do you think we see a first-time winner this weekend as a whole, like their first win period, or do you think we finally see someone get their first win of 2022 that's won before, like a Ryan Blaney that's been trying for a while to get his first win this year, first points win, I should say, Martin Truex Jr., some of those guys?
Yeah, I wish I had a dartboard, because I would just throw a dart at it at this point and probably would have just as good a chance to hit the bullseye as predicting this week's winner. It's hard to say. You know, back in March, we saw, you know, of course, it's super speedway style racing, so there's a lot of guys that could just come out of nowhere to win. But we did see William Byron really fast that race. I think he led the most laps, or I know he was up there. And he pretty much dominated the second half of that race, despite the chaos and the barrier that we saw there. So, you know, if one guy gets in that same boat, you know, it could very well be that. I think we're going to have to watch Ryan Blaney very closely. He's very competitive here in the March. We know he likes super speedway racing. We know he likes Atlanta. You put those two things together, and that's about a match made of heaven, plus the fact that he needs a win. So I think he's one to watch. Ross Chastain is somebody else I'm really going to be keeping an eye on. I think he finished second here in March, and he, if I remember correctly, he too ran from the lead, blew a tire. We know his aggression. Sometimes that can get him in trouble, and other times, like we saw at Talladega, it can get him a victory lane. So those are the two guys I'm really watching this week. As far as, but, you know, we very well could get a first-time winner this season. I think the one I'm really watching would be Chris Buescher. You know, he's found a lot of momentum here in the last couple of weeks. Apparently, COVID made him faster in some ways. So he's got a great shot. You know, we've seen him do very well in this style racing. So if we're going to get a first-timer, it's going to be him. But in the end, I think Ryan Blaney is the guy that I'm really keeping my eye on this week.
Well, so what we do, I think we've actually kind of slacked off the last couple of weeks with doing our picks for the weekend. It's been very chaotic season for sure. Yeah. So who's your pick for this weekend? I'll let you go first, and I'm still trying to figure out who mine is.
Yeah, I'm probably going to be 100% wrong. So when I jinx this driver, hopefully they aren't too angry at me. I got to go with Ryan Blaney. I think he's going to bring it home this week. I think many ways he's been the best Ford. You know, he obviously hasn't won a points race. Obviously, they've had some times where they've been lacking speed, but here lately, he's had some good momentum. I think he's finished 11th or better now in the last four or five races. Been really strong. So if he puts himself in position like we saw at Daytona, and maybe even Atlanta again, even though he got shuffled out late, I think he's got just as good a shot as anybody to get there and finally get that first one of the year. So I'm putting the number 12 in victory lane this week.
Well, I am going with the guy who has won a couple of races this year. He's won a super speedway. This isn't really a super speedway. It's not really a regular track. It's somewhere in the middle. But Ross Chastain finished second there. I've got a gut feeling about it. I was going through and I'm like, okay, I'm going to do all my picks for all these races leading up to the playoffs, see how on target I am. And I'm still feeling pretty good about Ross. So I'm going with the one car to get his third win of the year and continue Trackhouse's streak. Lucan, thanks so much for joining, man. Really appreciate the time. Glad we were able to finally get you on. Thanks so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me. And we'll see what this crazy weekend has ahead of us. If there's a very good chance we're talking about 14 different winners this season next week. So we'll see what happens.
Well, Lucan, I know you don't have a Twitter. Mine is at Adam N. Cheek. Front Stretch is at Front Stretch. We'll have people on the ground at Atlanta all weekend. So be sure to follow along for all of their content. And we will be with you on Sunday to recap everything that happens at Atlanta Motor Speedway.